Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Today I want to talk a little bit about what is coming up this summer. So this is a bridge episode, I think, to really create the kind of experience that I want to hear on our community podcast. I know that I have to do a little bit of catching people up and educating our community as to where we are now and where we're going. So if you've been paying attention to the emails or social, you'll see there are shifts in the logo, shifts in on the homepage, shifts on social media in terms of the language that we're using to describe what we're doing here. And so you'll notice, or you may notice, that it says Lola Community. And so again, the intention of everything that we do and that we put forward is in that honoring of supporting one another, wrapping our arms around one another, listening to shared stories. You know, healing is the word that we've used so much, but it even goes beyond that, just to loving, feeling, breathing, and being playful and joyful also, right? So there's this, I have a tendency to have a more intense, dark, and deep way of seeing things, and it's been wonderful, and I'm going to open and expand and lean back into consciousness and community and conversation and allow joy to live here too, allow lightness, allow the floating of the experience of being alive. So let's back up a little. I was really feeling inspired to do this. This has been building over the past few months, this shift. I recently held some podcast conversations with people I adore, and it was wonderful. But after, I realized I don't want to put content out that feels like I know and you don't, or there's one way and this is the right way and your way is wrong. Like, our intention is shared lived experience layered with reality, layered with this communication style of understanding that we tell ourselves stories in the mind, which can really block love and joy, and also emotion from flowing through the body. So what I realized after I had these really powerful conversations just last week and the week before is I left feeling like I'm just not sure everyone's voice and everyone's experience can really be, it's just so nuanced. It's so complicated. Everyone has such a unique, dynamic, shifting experience of life. And I want to make sure that all of our history is here, all of our stories are here, and that I personally, and the conversations that we have on here, don't ever shame anyone. Don't make anyone ever feel bad after. And so this bridge conversation here, season four, is what I'm calling it in terms of moving into this operating system of expansion and consciousness and spirituality, all with the foundation of your inner being and your inner truth, your intuition, your inner voice, whatever you want to call it, that is always the right teacher for you. And so what I really see my role and the Lola community's role moving forward is to have a place where we can tap into that and where we can use, trust, and communicate that wisdom and guidance with each other in really profound and interesting and dynamic ways. So it goes from daily life. For example, I run an Ayurveda circle for the year. We've committed to being with each other for the year. And this morning, I showed them on our video check-in, like, here is how I use intuition in the kitchen first thing in the morning. So there's a pause practice. There's a noticing. There's an asking. There's a listening. Okay. So all of this plays into how we learn to trust our inner voice, how we learn to work with our intuition and work with our inner guidance. This is such a dynamic field right now, a growing dynamic field, because we have this beautiful intersection of science and spirit. We have the neural networks and neuroplasticity. We've got all of the science of well-being. We have so much information. And what the teachers and the guides have been saying is, we don't need any more information. Now is the time for integration. So if that's the case, it's no longer, and we are feeling this right now. If people are not telling us what to do, or our kids what to do in school, what the benchmark is, what you have to meet, and we have to start living and breathing and sharing from an inner world out because we're all home during this quarantine time, although I think this relates to any time in life, but we're really feeling it now, is that you have an opportunity to go inside and ask these really deep and profound and honestly not so deep and profound. It could just be what you're wearing today, or what you're eating today, or when you should shower, you know, sort of daily habits. And that's where you can really start to play with it. But the point is that we have all the information. We don't need any more books about this. We don't need any more podcasts about this. I know it's ironic, but what we are being called to is to go deep within, is to pause and listen. What is our guidance, dharma, purpose, meaning? Is it just to be here? It may not be write 20 books, make millions of dollars. It may be to love in the present moment. And that shift, oh, I get scared when I start talking about this because it's so intimate, is I've been making this shift in my own life for so many years. And so this period of time at home has been extremely potent, extremely spiritual in terms of the what's happening in my dreams at night is impacting and influencing my daily life, is impacting and influencing the kind of offers I want our community to have in the future, with death cafes, with doing intensives on four desires. So we've got some foundation from which to listen to our soul, to do inner voice work after my certification process. Like, there's so many ways that synchronicities are linking up. And that's what I'm talking about with the spiritual practice. It's not like, oh, I'm so spiritual and great and wonderful and you're not. It's not like that. What I'm saying is, whew, this 20 plus years of study, I'm just feeling so fully alive and in a flame of transformation. And there's tons of Jewish studies and Kabbalah studies about this transformation, about the fire within, about the soul being on fire. I'm just completely, like, deliciously inhaling books and stories of women and men in spiritual transformations, in the fire of the soul, feeling their fullness, feeling their aliveness. And during a time when so many are dying, it is a profound, I wish I had the right words, experience, connection, knowing between all of these deaths, because I'm also reading this beautiful book about a death doula who's also a medium, and she shares about being in this world and in that world and guides and ancestry, and it's just beautiful and fun and interesting to read about while there are so many people dying, and feeling fully alive in my fingertips and my fingernails and my toes, even with a broken foot, which I have right now, and my belly and my hair and my neck, like feeling so fully embodied while so many are dying, is an extremely beautiful experience that I am so deeply grateful for. Grateful is not even, it's appreciate. I'm so appreciative. It's so, I'm not taking it for granted that I have this body and I have this life. And this sort of next chapter for the Lola community of liberation and awakening is so much about that connection that I've always wanted to share with people and talk about and was afraid of. Like, I was really afraid of stepping into this role of sharing how what's happening on the inner life and the outer life and the spirits and the guides and the ancestry. But now I have so many resources and tools. The mind is more at ease with stepping into this way of being because I feel so deeply supported in so many areas of my life. And so I always try to share stories of my own experience in the most real an authentic way so that you can use that as a, okay, so what does this look like in my life? Where are the areas in my life where what she shared relates? Because I know I learned so well from stories of the teachers and podcasters and authors who've just shared their experience. And so seeing yourself, seeing yourself, seeing yourself. So, you know, Dance of the Dissident Daughter by Sue Monk Kidd was one of those books where I saw myself. Rabbi Firestone has a book, My Hand in Heaven, something like that. Sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head. But her spiritual transformation, not even spiritual, that feels too like out there, just life transformation, really, stepping into purpose, embodiment, power, like self-healing and self-ownership of your story, of your past, of all of the things that have happened in order to keep moving forward. And I want to be clear that when I say move forward, I don't mean through like to-do lists or resume builders. I mean that you might hit a dark tunnel. Eckhart calls it the pain body. Jess Lively calls it bean bags. Might be emotional congestion, a block, something like that. And that you can feel it, that you work with it, that you release it, and that you still rise. And you still are attuning to your life, that you're still awakened in your life and that you're not hiding from the experience of being human. And so I don't know. That's just kind of where I'm at, is this complete intersection of these teachings that I've been obsessed with, Tantra, Vedic counseling, Kabbalah, listening to Jess Lively talk about intuition and share about it while it for so long paralleled my own experience, and being able to share her work with others. I'm doing her inner voice facilitation right now, training so that I can help you guys more and more and be part of a community of leaders and inner voice facilitators who really trust and use this work. I was reminded this morning in one of our training sessions about the brainwaves and about consciousness and about not being in the high beta thinking, doing, planning, and dropping into the different brain waves that allow you to connect at a much deeper level. I am not going to pretend I know what it is, meaning this is the soul, this is your intuition, this is God. I don't know what it is at this point. I just feel it, trust it, live it, see it, feel it, know it, like over and over every day. These synchronicities, this knowing, when I live and breathe by my own guidance, there is so much alignment and I'm able to help so many more people. Someone called me last week and said, I just don't understand how you're doing all of this. And I don't feel like I'm doing anything. I feel so effortless. It's just guided and flowing through me. And the energy is there just to create and connect and show up. And I feel like I'm doing the least work, quote unquote, that I've ever done. It just feels so divinely inspired. So I think that I really want to share that in a time of fear and scarcity and overwhelm, that I want you, let's just do this little practice now. Close your eyes and take a few breaths. Just feel your body breathing. Feel yourself relaxing. Feel free to close your eyes. And then just lean back. Like visualize yourself leaning back and floating. And feel yourself being completely and totally supported by your guides and your ancestors and love and your family and your friends, people on the earth, people not on the earth. Just lean back into it. And maybe in the beginning, your hands are curled because you're a little nervous. But then as you continue to breathe and allow yourself to trust, see your arms, your hands opening. See yourself just smiling and radiating joy from the heart, from the heart, from the heart. And take a deep breath in. And then exhale it out. Few more like that, just totally soaking it up, basking in the light, the inner light, radiating those sunbeams from your heart out, that warmth out to the world, and feel it coming back to you. Feel the warmth coming back into your heart and your body, in your toes and your fingernails. And just allowing yourself in this moment to connect to deep trust and love. I want to close today with this quote that sits right here next to my computer in my office. And it's one of my favorites. And it's probably one of yours too, but I like to remind you of it. Remind myself of it more importantly. And above all, watch with glittering eyes the whole world around you, because the greatest secrets are always hidden in the most unlikely places. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it. And that's Roald Dahl. So I look forward to continuing this adventure with you, of sharing some of these insights and practices and intimate experiences that I'm having in dreams and sleep. And I love to hear from you. So feel free to send me an email, pleasance@littleohm.com, where I can hear what's going on in your life, what's going on with this time for you, and have you been able to make any connections? And it's okay if not. If you're needing to nap and sleep and grieve, if you're needing to just sit outside and breathe, I think I have this other little note right in front of my computer I'm looking at that I heard, months ago. The definition of a witch is a woman who's in total control of herself, right? So W-I-T-C-H, woman in total control of herself. And I think that it just makes me smile. It just makes me think of whether you're a woman or a man or whatever you identify, that idea that a witch is, that it's something powerful. It's that I know what I'm doing here. The control of yourself, even with big emotions, even with being wild, even with looking for magic, even with leaning back into the universal support. And universal support is just you supporting yourself. So this interconnection of self-love and self-healing and embodying this experience of being alive. And so just being in the controls, kind of in quotes, right? Because it might sometimes be super messy. And that's what I love about it, is that that is really at the heart of what I know to be true for me on this path. And I hope that one word today inspired you to be true to yourself on the path. Take good care.